Wall Street Journal this week had an article just about the housing market and how interesting it is. It's none like we've ever seen before. And over last year, we're up 14.2% in October from 2019 to 2020. But it also talked about the number of vacation homes or second homes, people that have now can figure out, well, I can work remotely. So Aspen was a big place that saw a lot of real estate of people buying second homes. There's a place called Bridgeport, Connecticut, within, they say, quote, commuting distance to New York City. I have no idea what a commute on that side of the world means, but that Bridgeport, housing prices up 39%.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Yeah, everybody was now looking for the opportunity to work remote in an ideal environment. I talked with a woman just the other day who commuted from the Poconos to New York City every day. She says, I haven't been into New York City since March. This is the best thing that can ever happen to me. I never leave my hillside view of the Poconos, and I get as much work done right here from home as I ever did before. So that is a big change.
And it also talks about the reverse trend. Okay, well, could this ever go backwards? If everything opens back up and people move back in, are you going to be able to then, are our rural area pricing going to fall out of the bottom? You know, we don't know. I don't see that happening very dramatically if it does, like in a fast turnaround time. But it's if you're one of the many people from California new to the state of Arizona, welcome. We get a lot from Wisconsin as well. People coming down from the cold country. Welcome. This is Rosie on the House, a Saturday morning tradition for 32 years where we try to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend and always bring in new elements to help people appreciate what's around and available through the state. You know, if you've never been here or you've just listened to, you know, what people's idea
the people
of
that have
Arizona.
Been here and never been out to see it. Those are the ones that just absolutely drive me insane.
What's the statistic on how many native Arizonans have yet to ever get to the Grand Canyon?
Mercy.
And yet there's millions of people, not this year, but in regular years, there's millions of people that visit.
Well, we've tried to promote getting out and seeing Arizona. We do that on our website. It's the Arizona Staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. We pick a new winner every month. We empty all the names into a hat, and we pick a name. December 15th, now, we are going to empty the hat and pick a winner for a staycation to Lake Havasu.
Once we pick that name, we look at the last 12 months, and if it's the same name, we throw it away and pick another
new winner.
So
one winner a year.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Once you've been told you're a winner, you get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick the Ford vehicle of your choice in the loaner lot, and they keep a nice stable of loaner cars available. They're going to give you the car for free. We're going to give you
for the weekend.
With a full tank of gas, we give you a credit card to take care of meals, and we arrange for your lodging. So this month, we'll draw December 15th for the winner for a Lake Havasu long weekend. It's the Arizona Staycation, brought to you by Sanderson Ford and Rosie on thehouse.com. This Thanksgiving Day, holiday weekend, I would only like to close the show by wishing you all the very, very most blessed family time you've ever experienced. Make this the best one ever, and let's have a great rest of this holiday season in 2020.
And, you know, I saw one of the most exciting indicators that 2020 is almost wrapped up. This week, December's edition of Arizona Highways hit...
Man.
Hit the streets.
Was that a knockout?
All the pictures that they couldn't fit into 2020. You want to see what the desert looks like under snow. You want to see what the desert looks like in the spring when the flowers come out. It's a great, or some of the leaf changers pictures. You know where else was a beautiful, I wish I had known it was going to happen this quick, but we were in Camp Verde for back-to-back weekends for rodeo. And the trees that follow the Verde River from one week to the next. I mean,
it goes.
Oh, man, it was green, and then all of a sudden it was gold. So you can find your local Arizona Highways magazine, or if you order online, you can use promo code Rosie and save 25% off of a one-year subscription. It's part of our, you know, whenever you go or win a staycation, part of the gift basket that's inside the vehicle waiting for you is a stack of Arizona Highways books, originally started as a publication from the Arizona Department of Transportation, as one of the premier, is the premier, the only travel magazine you need for Arizona.
It really is. Long-time subscriber. I give it out to all of my friends and relatives outside the state of Arizona for Christmas gifts. And I could send them anything. But the only thank you letters I ever get is thank you for renewing my subscription to Arizona Highways. So there's a big list of Romeros all through South Louisiana that are regular appreciative readers of our Arizona Highways gift collection.
That's our last broadcast for November. We'll be back here next Saturday for December, winding down 2020. If you've got projects that you're looking to finish before Christmas or New Year's, we can do our best to help guide you on getting that done yourself or finding the right contractor or whatever the case, whatever life may throw at you and you need a second opinion or a friend to talk to about your home, castle, or cabin. RosieOnTheHouse.com or the phone number during the broadcast. We answer it during the week, 8 to 5, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Talk to y'all next Saturday.